Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi.
And welcome to Sexiest Voice.
We're here.
We are. Sorry about the delay, everybody. But.
Yeah, it can't be helped.
Yeah, sometimes things
Just
happen.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
We joke.
Yeah, but so round one is here. This round was all about love songs.
We wanted you to romance us with
Yeah.
some love songs.
It's like
emotional
the first
love.
date. Yes, it's like
Yeah,
the first date. You have to make us want you emotionally, and then we'll want you sexually.
Yeah, though if someone said they love me on a first date, I might run for the hills. But we'll see. We'll see how it
Yeah,
goes down.
Don't be like Ted from How I Met Your Mother and just be like, I love you. And we'll be like, oh, okay. Cool. So I guess we can just go ahead and get started. First up is Ophie Cal.
Love-struck Romeo sings the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Finds a street light, steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. You nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, she's singing, hey, Lyle, my boyfriend's back. Shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice were loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart. And I forget the movie song, when you gotta realize it was just that the time was wrong. Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame. Both dirty, both mean, yes. And the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you fall for chains of silver, you fall for chains of gold. You can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promise me everything, you promise me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh Romeo, yeah, you know I used to have a scene with him. Juliet, when we made love you used to cry. You said I love you like the stars above. I'll love you till I die. There's a place for us, you know. Movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Juliet. I can't do the talk like they talk on TV. And I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'd do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of Orion. Juliet, I'd do the stars with you anytime. Juliet, when we made love you used to cry. You said I love you like the stars. I'll love you till I die. There's a place for us. The movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Juliet. Love struck Romeo, sings the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Finds a convenient streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it? You 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 and me, babe, how about it?"
And that was Ophie Cal with Romeo and Juliet by The Killers. Ophie Cal, I actually really enjoyed this for like a love song kind of thing. Like I think that when you do, like, you were doing this, like, talk singing thing, and I think that that really worked for you, and you got, really, like, really into it. I thought that, like, your inflections and the emotion were actually really, really good. The only complaint that I have is that, like, it was a really long song, so sometimes it felt, like, repetitive, and it was just kind of like, okay, okay, okay. But, like, the beginning to middle parts, I actually really, really liked. They suited you really well, and I enjoyed this. Garnet.
Mm-hmm. First, one of my first things that I wrote down was when I saw the song length, when I was like, whoa, you're nothing if not persistent in this wooing. But I really like your lower register, Ophie Cal, though, like, be careful when you drop down into it, not to drop too far. I actually wasn't a big fan of the sing-talky bits, but I actually really liked the choruses a lot, which is kind of a bit of a contradiction. But I liked the lower part of the verses and the choruses a lot. And I felt that, like, you had the right mood for the song as well. I feel like if bits of it had been, like, vocally stronger, it would have made the message a bit clearer and been a bit sexier. But, I mean, that was kind of nitpicky, and I still really liked this. So, good job.
Yeah, good job, Ophie Cal. So, up next, we have... Dylan Collins.
Somebody.
Just I had somebody. To check.
The guy. He's the man I took home.
He is the man you took home. Let's see if his first date after doing you is good.
Hey, I don't get done on a first date.
No, you got done before the first date.
Oh yeah. No! we didn't have sex, we talked all night.
Uh-huh.
Drawn from the weeds, we were braver like soldiers, falling down under pale moonlight. You were holding me like someone broken, and I couldn't tell you, but I'm telling you now. Just let me hold you while you're falling apart. Just let me hold you and we'll both fall down. Fall on me, tell me everything you want me to be. Forever with you, forever in me, ever seen. We would stand in the wind, we were free like water, flowing down under the warmth of the sun. Now it's cold and we're scared, and we've both been shaking. Look at us, man, this doesn't need to be the end. Just let me hold you while we're falling apart. Just let me hold you and we'll both fall down. Fall on me, tell me everything you want me to be. Forever with you, forever in me, ever sing. Call on me, I'll be there for you, and you'll be there for me. Forever. me over with a warmth I'm not forgetting. But I can only give you love. Fall on me, tell me everything you want me to be. Forever with you, forever in me. Ever say, fall on me. I'll be there for you and you'll be there for me. Forever it's you, forever in me.
Dylan Collins with a song I have no idea the name of. Do you know?
No, I forgot to Google it, but it's probably called Forever With You or something like that.
Yeah. That works. Dylan, I love you on this kind of song. It really suits you to a T, and I think that it was like really well delivered, and your emotion was really sincere. And it was like you were serenading us in a bar and we would be like swooning. I felt that like overall you were mixed a little bit quiet, which like sometimes it made it a bit hard to hear what you were saying. So that affects like the way the song is interpreted in terms of sexiness a bit by us. Also, I felt like at 250 you could have had a bit like onwards, you could have built a little bit more, which have made this like a bit more epic emotionally towards the end. But I still thought this was, like, really, really good, and I really enjoyed it, and it was super sexy.
Yeah, I really, really like this. It's, like, the perfect song for your voice, and Dylan, you have this thing where you, like, just have an outpouring of emotion when you sing stuff like this, and it's just, like, whoa! And I don't know, I just, like, the quality of your voice, like, the raspiness works so well, especially, like, for this show, because it's really, like, it's sexy, so... no, I just, like, I don't really have anything negative to say other than the cutoff at the end. that was, like, yeah, I had to, like, I was, like, wait, was that my computer? So I went back and re-listened to the end just because I was, like, I didn't want to, like, ding you on it if it was, like, no. But the cutoff at the end, what was that, Dylan? What was that?
Come on, Dylan.
You know better. What was that?
You can't just be serenading us in a bar and then be like, screw you guys, I'm going home. And
yeah.
Take your guitar and leave.
It really doesn't work that way. No, but other than that, I really enjoyed this. This is great, Dylan. Okay, so up next we have Eider.
Eider. Woo-hoo, Team Nanny member.
Turn the lights on. Okay.
And that was Eider with Sweet Dreams by Beyonce. And oh my god, I loved this.
Eider, you are my sweet dream. That's really creepy.
Yeah, seriously, this was just like really cool. The mixing was amazing. My only real note is like there was like a lot of like topping. I think it's just from like singing loud into your mic and not from the mixing, I think. So if you just increased your input volume would be better.
Maybe. I don't know, but I thought sometimes the main melody was a little loud, which may have something to do.
Maybe. It could be either way that the topping is happening, so just either way, keep an eye out for that, because it's not particularly sexy, but this song seriously was just, like, really, really, like, just, it was, like, sexy, and but it was also a love song, and it was really well mixed, and, like, I don't know. I just, like, really enjoyed this so much. I just imagined, like, this totally crazy-ass dream sequence of you, like, loving us, and then it goes, like, crazy nightmare stuff, but then it goes back to awesome dream stuff, and it was just, like, awesome, and I was like, I'm gonna have dreams about Eider tonight.
Michelle will know what that sound means. Oh my gosh, Eider, I was so impressed with you. This was really, really good. I was like, you were talking about it in the chat and stuff, and you're like, you're always like saying how, you know, you stretch for time and stuff, but I didn't get any of that from the song. I thought you did like a really, really good job, and your mixing was awesome, and it was super sexy, and I don't really have anything else to add, but I love this.
Yeah, great job, Eider. Okay, up next is Russ.
Oh, beard.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger, you may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you'll know even her, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing, you may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. Or all through your life you may dream all once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
And that was Russ with Some Enchanted Evening. Oh my word, Russ, you are like cracking them out lately. Oh my gosh, like this was legit probably the like my one of my favorite things you've ever done. It was really, really good. It's the best like I've heard you. You're having such a good spell lately. You were awesome on Dangerous Game, and you were awesome on the German song I can't remember the name of that you did for Pop Luck. And this was just epic. Like, I felt like, okay, I have two negatives. One was you needed a bit of reverb. The second was you were sometimes a bit loud against the music, and it was kind of a bit overpowering when if you lowered it a bit in places, it would have been, like, more mellow. However, that's, like, really nitpicky because I felt like this was a really, really, really good choice for you. Your vibrato smelled, like, slightly lighter and more playful than usual, and it really fit, like, the mood of the song, and it really felt like an enchanted evening. I had in my notes that 2:30 to 2:50 was, like, going to be my favourite bit, and then you did the ending bit, and that was, mm-hmm. like, really, really good. This was so solid from you, Russ, and it was, like, just so, like, romantic and sexy, and I loved it.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed this. So specifically, it's the first musical I ever saw, like, when I was, like, 5 or something, and, like, I always remembered this song, so I was kind of like, oh, what's going on? And then, like, seriously, you, like, made this your song. I mean, and it's, like Garnet said, like, Dangerous Game and the Pop Luck song and what you did on Who's Screwing You. Like that one song that I can't remember the name of, but it was, like, really, really great. And you've just been getting, like, you've just been doing all these amazing things lately, and this was just so good. Like, I can just, like, see you being, like, that classic singer at, like, this 1940s bar, just, like, singing and everybody's dancing, and then you're, like, you're singing this one woman you see, like, all the way across the room, and she's just, like, looking at you and, like, oh.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, oh my gosh. This is so great.
And we got to hear Russ's falsetto, and it's freaking good.
I love, like, that.
It showed a complete, like, a different dimension to you tonight, Russ, and I was really, really pleased.
Mm-hmm. This was
awesome. Yeah, I adored this.
Okay, up next is Rochelle Yeller.
Oh, baby.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul. Boy, you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know which way to go. 'Cause your kisses lift me higher, like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky with burning love. Feel my temperature rising. Help me, I'm flaming. I must be 109. Burning, 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 and nothing can cool me. I just might turn into smoke, but I feel fine. 'Cause your kisses lift me higher, sweet song of a choir, and you light my morning sky with burning love. It's coming closer, the flames are now reaching my body. Please won't you help me, I feel like I'm slipping away. It's hard to breathe, my chest is a heaving. Lord Almighty, I'm burning a hole where I lay. 'Cause your kisses lift me higher, like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky with burning love, with burning love. Just a hunk of burning love. Just a hunk of burning love. I'm 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 just a hunk of burning love.
And that was Rochelle Yeller with Burnin' Love. I liked this. I didn't like absolutely love it, but I really liked it. I thought you had really good energy on it, and I think that like your voice goes with this stuff like so well, but in such like a different way, because usually like this more classic stuff, there's like a prescribed voice type that fits it, but you kind of like stretch those limits, and I really like you when you do like this older stuff. My one negative thing is like at the end when you were just like the hunka burning love, like it was just like it was like you didn't kind of do anything different with it as you kept saying it, and I really wish that you kind of like differentiated and just done some like cool things or like added a growl or something would have been really cool. But yeah.
Yeah, that was my like in my notes. At the end, those parts they got like quite samey, and like I said, you could have I felt like you could have done more to be sexier there and changed it up a bit. This was like good from you, Rochelle, and obviously like your voice suits this stuff really well. I felt and your energy was good, and it was like sexy. I really loved your growls are super sexy, and I really liked the like breathier phrases that you put in there. They added like something different to the song, and that was super sexy too. Vocally, sometimes you overshot your notes a little bit, and some the way you hit your phrases was a bit poppy, which was kind of like it wasn't bad or anything. It just reminded me of, you know, in a movie when like the girl like gets the microphone and the guy she loves is in the audience and she starts singing and she like goes and like gets up the courage and like sits on his lap and sings to him on his lap and
Oh,
stuff. I
babe.
imagine it was kind of one of those moments, but that was cool and it was still sexy, so it wasn't like my favorite thing of the night so far, but it was still like really good. So
Yeah, I really liked it. Okay, up next is Maddie.
oh, I'm not gonna do it.
Restrain yourself, woman.